USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday on the anniversary of two devastating tremors, killing at least two people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. Thousands of people were killed in the September 19, 1985 earthquake, and more than 350 people died in the September 19, 2017 quake. A missing Georgia woman has been found dead in a ravine after she wired her daughter about $2,400 along with a chilling message, "They are not going to let me go. Love you." End quote. The body of 59-year-old Debbie Collier was found September 11th, 2 days after she left her Athens home in a rented SUV. Investigators are treating her death as a homicide. Hurricane Fiona strengthened into a Category 3 storm on Tuesday morning, packing 115-mile-an-hour winds as it neared the Turks Caicos Islands. The deadly storm is the first major hurricane of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. It should skirt past mainland USA and go into Nova Scotia, Canada by the weekend. The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession. That could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet this week. Home builder confidence declined for a ninth straight month in September as surging mortgage rates and steep prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
So it's really a matter of affordability. So at the current mortgage rate of over 6%, you know, you multiply that by the current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda after health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. A Bexar County, Texas sheriff announced Monday he's opening an investigation into flights Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arranged last week that took some 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard. Again, under false pretenses is the information that we have.
All the illegal immigrants were removed from Martha's Vineyard by the National Guard that was called in. The move was to highlight the millions of illegal immigrants that have invaded the United States in the past 11 months.
More than 2.1 million undocumented immigrants were arrested at the southern border in the 11 months leading up to August. That's a yearly record, according to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. The number of arrests along the southwestern border in 1 year has previously never before surpassed 2 million. Last month saw a 2.2% increase in arrests overall over July. The numbers come as Republicans try to argue that the Biden administration has an open border policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.